So I'm finding myself sucking on a tissue. You know.
Oh, sorry.
Like a Kleenex. Ah, oops, I forgot all my cares and worries, but I had a big sip of this delicious hop tea.
Never touch the stuff. I only drink it, I don't touch it. I never touch the stuff, I don't put my finger in there, I just drink it.
What happened to your code? They discontinued it? They took a bath on it, huh?
Yeah. Too many, they were losing all their money. Too many people were using the code Hoppy Sean, and they were getting too hoppy. People had hoppy fingers typing in that code. And so I think, yeah, everyone realized that it was sort of like in Punch Drunk Love when he realizes that if he uses the kind of sweepstakes, that the financial viability if at certain volumes becomes untenable for the company. And that's
that code only lasted for like a day.
Yeah, you really had to squeeze in through the door immediately. But isn't that sort of what's beautiful about it as well? It was here, but for a moment.
The ephemeral nature of it?
Yes, to me, the greatest beauty. Are you familiar with poetry, Hayes?
I did. I saw poetry. Mm.
Isn't that so good?
Just how poetry, the best thing about it is it's there, and then just a little bit later, it's gone.
It is done.
Forever.
It's so short, and it's done.
And it's no longer even there afterwards.
No.
Once it's over, it's gone.
Yes. And if you go, hey, may I hear that poem again? They say, I'm sorry, your request is not valid. This request is
there's
expired.
Never been a poem here for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hoppy poem. Sean, I haven't heard that name in a long, long time.
It's the old grizzled old man comes out of your computer when you try to use the discount code now.
Sorry, I was in this store yesterday. The proprietor gave me a special code, Hoppy Sean. There's Hoppy no store Sean. Here. The fireman's like putting out. There's no store here.
I suppose there was a store here once. They say when the moon is full, sometimes you can still see the store.
The store's been burning down for 20 years. Shh, Kevin!
Hello, boys.
Hello, Kevin. Boys.
And some streetwear today. Kevin is hosting the hype.
I'm the hype host.
We're very proud of Kevin. So, like, obviously, there's like I guess there are judges like Quavo and like the others are judges, but Kevin is hosting. Kevin is debuting some of his new streetwear. Talk about what you are, what you're pimping today.
I am pimping a dark green and black tie-dye van shirt. The rest of my outfit, I had a similar issue to Sean's Hoppy Tee where I was supposed to do a thing with Supreme, but I could not get the, didn't get in time. So everyone got the stuff before me. So I'm wearing a very big shirt.
So you don't have any pants.
A big shirt.
So you just
big
have a really big shirt.
Barely okay. covering. No pants. Barely covering the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That no feeling pants when... and someone else's underwear. That feeling when.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that feeling when.
Kevin went into the changing room, put on the big shirt, took his pants and underwear all the way off, slid them back out under the door. Then decided, okay, the shirt fits well. Went to get back into his clothes, realized that they had been stolen. Then he went into another changing room and did find someone else's underwear in there, threw that on.
Someone else heard me go, oh, thank God. I put on the other undies, the other panties, booked it, pulled the fire alarm to distract. What the heck's going on in here?
Don't say panties.
Booked it.
Don't say panties.
Tried to do the move where I slide down the escalator, but my little tuchus went.
Kevin just sat down on the down escalator.
Too much friction. Like,
why
yeah.
am I not sliding? He got his butt cheeks pinched in between the little teeth.
Yacho.
Kevin, what's the plan? What are we doing today? You summoned us here. What's the meaning of this?
Well, we have an update on our IMDb voicemails that we left.
Great.
Oh, okay, they got back?
Unfortunately, not. No response. So we're going to do...
Our star meter is increased, I assume?
Well, it's about to be because we're going to move up the ladder. Amazon owns IMDb, so...
I've heard about this.
We need to get, you know...
Jeff Bezos.
We got to get Bezos in here.
Okay. So we're talking to him. Issue is unresolved as of now. What was the issue again? Oh, we can't get any... You can't get any good guests.
No, any guests, period.
Okay, great.
To respond at all.
And so the issue is, the only conclusion that we can come to is that IMDb Pro is having a malfunction. There's a glitch. And the contact information furnished to you, Kevin, for Kevin's account.
Which you paid for, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Is busted. It's bitch made.
Uh-huh.
And so we report this to IMDb Pro, customer service line, voicemail line. And at one point, Sean did say that he had a knife when we called.
Yeah, that in the moment was not my best voicemail I've ever left. I'll admit, wasn't the worst either. But I think what came out of it was something really cool, which is I did call back and say, I'm eating a steak. And that's why I have the knife.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that if they did listen to it, means that when they hear this, they'll go, oh, these are the guys who like eat steak. So they'll know that we're like actually kind of high rollers.
Okay. So the groundwork is laid actually for us to have a really good voicemail. And so what are we calling? This is the Amazon
customer service.
So we're calling Amazon customer service. This is like what they have, like a main line. There's one line for everything.
They have a 1-800 number that we can call for issues. And then I think we like kind of wiggle our way through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And hopefully get our issues solved.
Okay. I hope I stop burping by the time we make this call. I really, really do not want to burp.
I'm ready for this call, man.
When I'm talking to Amazon,
if this voicemail pushes back at all.
Okay.
All right, here.
Oh, no.
They can't see the knife, Sean, but they...
If I get one hint of resistance from this voicemail, cut through it like butter.
Can you flip it around? Do one little trick with it. Here, I have to pin you.
What do you mean?
I have to just pin your video so I can, because you're not speaking, and so it wasn't coming up very big for me. Oh, that's cool.
Trick?
Just like do like when you like flip it in your hand.
Oh, yeah. When I do this.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Take that voicemail. The fucking voicemail thinks it's got the upper hand.
Okay, play it.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Amazon Customer Service. I'm here to help you, first by finding your account, then by asking you a few questions to get the right help. Just so you know, this call may be recorded to provide you with the best support. Are you calling about your order that includes your microphone windscreen?
No.
Okay, I'm pulling up your order.
What was the question?
Which item are you calling about?
What happened?
It's on my podcast.
My podcast.
Sorry. Podcast. I could not find an item. Can you please say a few words Hayes's about what podcast. You need help with?
Well, our podcast, Sean and Hayes.
Our podcast, we can't get any guests at
guests.
All for our podcast.
Calling about
guests. Actually an issue
the
with
item
IMDb
guests.
Pro. Guests.
IMDb Pro.
Thanks. I could not find an item. I'll
Thanks.
Get someone
make
to help guests. With it.
Make
guests.
Get
the right
get,
agent.
Make...
Can you please say a few words about what you need help with?
Do guests. We need help with guests. We have a podcast that's so good
nice
and
day,
no one knows about it yet.
Thanks for being an Amazon customer. Goodbye.
You're welcome.
What an awful business.
That was sloppy.
Terrible.
What a hateful idea to have that business.
And by the way, if you, you know, if you have that business, you could, with your money, buy so many guests for our podcast,
mm-hmm.
and instead you're playing space.
Mm-hmm. Think of what, yes, thank you. Think of what you could do. Every
Literally
single
think
day.
For 1 second. Yeah.
Every single day for every podcast in the world, for every single week, every single record.
Every pod, sit down and really think about this.
Yeah.
Every podcast in the entire world with the money that Amazon has, with just the guy, with just Beesnos, just his money,
mm-hmm.
could afford to purchase a guest
mm-hmm.
for every episode, for weekly releases,
mm-hmm.
for all the podcasts, and would still have enough money for space to play space.
Let's think
but
about
don't
this.
Want to.
Yep.
Don't want to, I guess.
Okay. Oh, that seems like a pretty great society to live in. Yeah, right.
No.
I hate living in this society.
This society to me, living in it sucks. Sucks ass. I am so pissed on living in this society.
Society
today and forever
is bullshit. And this guy decides that he has to go to space today. Meanwhile, some people sit on Earth still, not having any guests, let alone any good guests.
You know what? Him playing space makes this society so bad. I want to go to space.
Yeah.
That makes
like,
me want to go to space.
You. Oh, wait. Now you're up here.
I'd want to stay here if I could have guests because I actually care about people and not just space rocks.
Mm-hmm. If I had one good guest, I would stay here in society.
I would do so much good living in society with one good guest.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually, what I think is really interesting, what is fascinating, is the other human beings I share the planet with and not space
mm-hmm.
rocks
mm-hmm.
and comets and stars.
If I had, even just for one day, Emmett Smith to be my guest, and I get to record with him for the entire day when we record 20 episodes.
Yeah.
That we put out over the course of a year. That, for the world, could actually make this a society for the next generation.
Think it.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, let me think. If I could get 3 16-hour recording sessions with Ryan Lochte, and really dig in on
mm-hmm.
Saying yeah.
Also, what happened really for real?
Come on, Ryan.
Come on.
I know it's not what you said happened, but I also know it's not what they said happened.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into it.
True crime podcast about like what actually did he steal the, what was it? Like flip-flops or something?
My favorite flip-flops are Think about it.
Yeah. Kevin, is that the only number that you have for all Amazon?
They only have one customer.
This is actually one of the biggest corporations in like the in American corporation.
Yes.
They only have
so they only have one phone number? One phone number?
They got one phone number, but a hell of a lot of people to help you out with.
What?
What?
They got one phone number and a hell of a lot of people to help you out with.
Figure out why we're saying what.
I just didn't understand it the first time. They have a hell of a lot of people to help you out with. Okay.
Should we try again?
Call them again. Call them again.
Hi. Welcome to Amazon Customer Service. I'm here to help you. First by finding your account, then by asking you a few questions to get the right help. Just so you know, this call may be recorded to provide you with the best support.
I hope so.
Are you calling about your order that includes your microphone windscreen?
Yes. I just am trying to.
What are you doing?
Hey? I just want to get in the door.
What the hell are you doing?
It is about the microphone windscreen. Yes. Help me with windscreen. Can you help me with windscreen? Hello. May I speak about microphone windscreen, please?
What the hell are you doing?
Hey, hello. I actually have a question. Can you take a very close look at this windscreen? Does this smell okay to you?
Does this?
Where'd he go?
Okay, I'm pulling up your order history now. Which item are you calling about?
Okay, hang up. Hello.
Same thing that happened last time.
I have to call about microphone windscreen.
Hayes, this is crazy. This will never work.
Working. It's working. It's not this. This is different. I'm in. Hello, this microphone windscreen. You gave me this. Now I want to trade it for. May I have Emmett Smith on my show, please?
Can he hear us?
What is this?
I could not find an item. Can you please say a few words about what he needs help with?
An item? We found the item. It's microphone windscreen. Give me Emmett Smith. We found it.
Thanks. I could not find an item. I'll get someone to help with this to get you to the right agent. Can you please say a few words about what you need help with?
Emmett Smith.
May I have Emmett Smith be a guest on my show, please? I will ask him about playing for the Cowboys. I will ask him about doing the television. Like
dancing.
His television career. I'll ask him about Dancing with the Stars. We'll have him do That's Wheelie Interesting. It's a bit that we haven't done for a really long time. We've been saving
it for Emmett Smith.
We'll bring back the popcorn gallery. We'll do all like it, every single repeat segment. We'll have him watch a teaser.
No.
There's no way that's allowed. Now that is not allowed.
Was he swearing at me and it was getting bleeped?
He swore four times and equal succession. And he bleeped that?
What swears?
And he bleeped that?
And he bleeped that.
And he bleeped that.
Do you get in trouble if you bleep the swears if you're customer service? Probably not.
Why would you get in trouble for that?
Because it implies swear.
Why would you get in trouble for bleeping the swears?
Because maybe you shouldn't swear at all if you're customer service.
You would know this. People, what do you do when people call in and they say that
I go get
with the show?
Beep, beep, beep. So I guess, it's okay.
You do that?
You do that when people call and ask about a microphone windscreen?
When people call and say, hey, I listened to the podcast. Something's wrong with the podcast. It was not very good today. Can we have a new podcast? What do you say?
Hey, I've been listening to the podcast for quite some time. And today my wife heard part of the podcast. And she told me it's not very good. You never told me that. What are we going to do?
What do you say?
Is she a subscriber?
No, she just walked in. Is a subscriber to walking in the room?
If they say no, then I say she's not entitled to listen, my guy.
Okay.
You got him over a barrel, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Shit, maybe we got the right guy on the front line. I wouldn't have thought of that. No wonder she's telling you it sucks, dude. She's not allowed to hear it. You ever go like you can't get invited to some party or something? You go like, it's gonna suck anyway. Just a bunch of losers. Just a bunch of dweebs.
You're sitting pretty with your subscription, and she used up her subscription on Walking in the Room.
She subscribed to Walking in the Room, and she spent all her freaking fun money on that.
Yeah.
And then you actually were wise and saved up and got the Patreon. And then she's got to somehow yuck your yums to feel better about the mistake she made subscribing to Walking in the Room. Man, I've seen it. If I've seen it once, I've seen it a million times. Pathetic. What a pathetic wife.
That's a bad wife, my guy.
You're going to want to unsubscribe from that wife, my guy.
Is Clippy there?
He's sleeping.
Clippy.
He's sleeping in the other room.
Not anymore.
I got to wake him up.
That's right. Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Okay. Time for
it's
work.
It's podcast time.
I'll be right back.
No, hey, don't Clippy. Wake him up. Kevin, no, Kevin, no, sleep. No.
Kevin, do not.
Kevin, no, no.
Stop, I heard blasting dude. In my headphones. Oh, someone's here. Should we let them in?
Someone's here?
Yeah.
What do you mean someone's here?
Someone's in the Zoom, in the waiting room.
Did you just put Clippy on camera in the other room?
Someone's here.
Should we see?
That was fast. Hey, yeah, maybe sure, our voicemail worked and they got us a guest.
Okay, let's see.
What's that noise?
Someone's joining. That's the noise it makes.
Yeah, that's the joining noise. Want to hear it again?
You guys.
Did Jeff Bezos send you?
Marfa.
Hey, wait. Let me hit record on my iPhone.
We're doing a show right now. There's actually not even any time for you to do
Marfa
that. We're
in the
pro version right now.
Wait,
this
where?
Is big.
Oh, okay. You go ahead.
Do you want to do the real show? Because basically what we've been doing on the pro version is we've been calling up the corporation Amazon and asking them to help us get a guest. We had requested, full disclosure, we requested Emmett Smith, but you are also from Texas. He played in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm actually from Torrance, California, but I lived in Texas. Can you?
Then you came to California from Texas, right?
I moved from California to Texas, and then I came back to California.
So this is good practice, actually, for talking to Emmett Smith. But we're not going to get there without really figuring out, like figuring out basically who we have to talk to get, like, you're great.
Oh,
But to get, like, really, like, Emmett Smith type guest.
Like,
should we have...
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, my guy.
It's the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar formula. It doesn't taste any different. Sorry, wait.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Isn't that the goal? I guess the goal is make it taste better.
Yeah, it tastes the same to me, but I'm in a little bit of a panic. So if you want, we could just wait and start now and I'll come.
Okay, so this will also be good preparation for talking to Emmett Smith.
Because I know Emmett gets really nervous.
Yeah.
I know before every game he would go and he would pull like Troy Aikman aside and some of the other gang and he would just say, hey, guys, right now I'm in a little bit of a panic. Have you seen the other football players? They're huge and they're trying to tackle me. So just if you want to start playing the game, I'll just join you on the field in a little bit and I swear I'll calm down once I kind of get the smell of the grass and everything.
Should we have Martha just call Amazon customer service once?
Yeah, yes. Why don't you call and ask them, just say like, hey, I know you sent me, but the guys actually already know me. Can you send like a guest that is like Emmett Smith or like Ryan Lochte or Nicole Richie or something?
Okay, so what do I call...
with the headphones, my guy?
Yeah, it's, I don't normally wear these and I'm really not happy about my Zoom reflection, and I'm also gonna have to ask, how do I make a phone call while I'm using my iPhone to record myself?
Kevin's gonna handle that.
Kevin's I got it all set up.
He might already have done it.
He might have already called.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, great.
I'm gonna call him right now, Martha.
You do the talking.
Welcome to Amazon customer service. I'm here to help you, first by finding your account, then by asking you a few questions to get the right help. Just so you know, this call may be recorded to provide you with the best support. Are you calling about your order that includes your microphone windscreen?
No.
Okay. I'm pulling up your order history now. Okay. Which item are you calling about?
I'd like to try to book Emmett Smith on my friend's podcast. Is that the right?
Sorry, really I could not find an item. Can you please say a few words about what you need help with?
Is there a football player named Emmett Smith in Texas who you could help me book on a podcast?
Thanks. I could not find an item. I'll get someone to help with this to get you to the right agent. Can you please say a few words about what you need help with?
I guess, could you put me in touch with Kevin, with Elliot Smith?
No, not Elliot.
Well,
no.
Not Elliot. I mean, no. That would be incredible, obviously.
Yeah, that would be huge.
Have a nice day, and thanks for being an Amazon customer.
Would be good too.
Goodbye.
I would never be that.
No, wait. Is that the right name, Elliot Smith?
No, you actually messed up the whole thing.
Elliot Smith's a deceased singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Who was I supposed to ask?
It was Emmett Smith. At one point, you almost said Kevin Smith, which would have been great, I think.
That would have been better.
Especially with Clerks 3 coming up.
Yeah, that would have been amazing. But we didn't get that. We got nothing.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. We'll just do a different show.
Okay, let's just do a different show because this was kind of a,
kind of a disaster. I apologize.
I didn't want to put that fine a point on it, but it was.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yep. Bye.